Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Back here on Rutherford Issues from WGNS and WGNSradio.com. Joining us here this morning, Ms. Terry Page from the Better Business Bureau. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. One man's trash, we've heard, can be another's treasure.
That's exactly right.
But it can also be another man's identity theft.
It could be identity. That's right. It could be not only a big treasure at that point. I've got a report that ID theft was on the rise again in 2012, and 12.6 million victims came forth and said their identities had been stolen, and the amount of money involved with those 12.6 million cases of identity theft was over $1 billion.
Good grief.
Not quite as much as
the deficit.
Washington, the but I mean, it's up there. That's a lot. It is.
Sure.
And it takes months and sometimes years and thousands upon thousands of dollars to rectify that situation. Sometimes they never get rectified.
You know, you could probably ask a group of 10 of your friends, and someone within that group has been a victim in some form or fashion.
Exactly. I think you're probably absolutely correct on that.
I know that, you know, I hear people overhear a few talking about, well, just this past week, a friend of mine on Facebook said, you know, it was hard for me to be in New York, even though I was in Memphis, to spend money.
Exactly.
At a place, you know, and that's their card numbers are being stolen, and someone from some other place.
Exactly.
You know. At least credit card companies have done a pretty good job of throwing alerts and stops on cards. You know, I know it can be annoying sometimes, but it's a bigger help than it is in an annoying situation.
Absolutely. I know my son-in-law went to Mexico for his sister's wedding, and they had already made pre-arrangements with the bank that he would be using his debit card. And the first time he pulled it out to use it there, they had put a stop on it, you know, just bam.
Wow.
But it took some time, you know, and a trip to the bank here, but he did get to use it. But, yeah, I think that's great. I think that's great. And they do a good job. But there's a lot of people, they open up credit cards, they, you know, buy. I've even heard of an $80,000 motorhome being purchased with someone's credit.
That's
so
outrageous.
Yeah, it's not just the credit cards and that type of thing. There's utility bills that are opened up and stolen with stolen identities. So yeah, it hurts, and it, you know, all of that cost basically comes back to consumers anyway, mm-hmm. in some shape, form, or fashion. So
now, when we talk about keeping our own identity safe, let's take, for instance, you know, you've kind of made me throw away everything in my special shred bin at home. But, you know, at least once a week, if not more often, I get something from a credit card company saying, you've been pre-approved.
Absolutely.
All of those go in, they don't go into the garbage. They go into my shred box. And because what happens if someone gets that in, you know, fills it out for me and gets a credit card in my name?
That's exactly right. And checks, those pre-printed checks with your account number, you can spend this, you know, and get this 0.25% interest, you know, whatever. But they're always in credit card things, you know. Statements that you get, anything, any piece of paper, old bank statements, old tax forms, so on and so forth, anything that someone can get your name, your social, an address, a driver's license number, anything that they can build on to complete that cycle of identity theft, it should be shredded. It should be shredded.
Well, you have a place for us to shred that coming up on April the 20th?
It just so happens I do. We'll be at Lowe's parking lot, as usual, from 9 until noon, and Max Shred will be there officiating the shred. You can watch your personal things being shred in the truck. There's a camera. All of that paper that is collected is recycled, so you're doing something good for you as well as the environment. And it's a good time. Right now, we don't have any limit on the number of boxes. we'll have enough people there. We'll meet you, greet you, help you unload. And it's free. It doesn't get any better than that. So
it's obliterated is what happens when it goes into that truck.
It is obliterated, absolutely.
And the fun thing is, if you've got kids, they can come watch and watch it on the little screen. He's
absolutely.
Got a screen.
Absolutely. They love it. They really do. So, yep, would love to see everybody out, businesses, individuals, and you still have plenty of time to get your different things together. You can go on our website at gobbb.org. Get a whole set of record retentions and how long you should keep this, that, and the other. Or you can call me at the office. I'd be happy to get that to you, mail it out, whatever you need. But we really suggest that everyone pitch in, protect your identity.
And that'll be, again, on the 20th of April. That's Saturday from 9 until noon or until the truck is full. And I would say that that is not going to happen necessarily unless you have a lot of folks bring in a lot of stuff.
You know, we filled it up year before last.
Did you really?
We sure did. When Thomas pulled away, the sides were bulging out. It was pretty funny, but we filled it up. So,
but it was still noon or so.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So it was pretty close.
I don't remember you ever having to pull away before lunchtime.
No, we usually get to service everyone that comes. So.
That's a lot in 3 hours, though. That truck is big.
That truck is big. And he usually brings the big one, so yeah, it's a lot of paper, but that's a lot. I think the 7,900 pounds definitely didn't wind up in somebody's garbage. And, you know, there's dumpster diving that goes on everywhere. Mm-hmm. So shred it.
Shred it, take care of it on April 20th at Lowe's. That's right off of the Old Fort Parkway in the parking lot there for the shred event. And don't be one of those 18 million Americans that's had their identity stolen.
That's exactly right.
Terry Page with the Better Business Bureau is joining us here in studio today as we talk about keeping you safe from all the different scams and things that are out there. Are you getting your good driver discount? What do we want to talk about here about the good driver discount?
Well, I like to think I'm a good driver, don't you?
Yes, I'd like to think that. I have others that ride with me that sometimes disagree for some reason.
Well, let me tell you about this one. This is pretty amazing. Kathleen spoke about this last week. The Better Business Bureau started getting an influx of calls in Nashville, people complaining that their insurance was going up, just huge amounts. Mm-hmm. So, they started looking into it and doing a little investigation, and we found out there is a little known secret on how auto insurers are setting their rates. And it's not based on your driving record, but on your level of education and what you do for a living.
Really?
Interesting, isn't it? Some insurers actually believe that they can accurately predict a person with a master's degree who has had multiple claims will cost them less over a period of time than someone who has never had an accident but only has a high school diploma.
Interesting.
That is interesting. It truly, truly is.
So they're actually doing this?
They're actually doing this. Not all insurers, but there are a lot. And if someone does want to call me, I can give you a link so you can read the whole report. It is rather lengthy. Mm-hmm. Or you can go on gobbb.org and also read it. But not everyone believes that you should be, you know, your insurance rate should be based on education or where you work, but strictly a merit system of how you drive. And sometimes age is factored in. I mean, I don't want to be under the same insurance policy or the same rate as an 18-year-old boy, nor as someone elderly, but you know, claims should determine what you pay.
Sure.
I would think so.
Well, I mean, what's next? Are they going to, you know, take what job you're in and, you know, radio announcers versus, you know, BBB directors?
I know. Well, you know, I did pull up. This is really interesting. A receptionist. She's a single receptionist with a high school education. She rents. She's been without insurance coverage for 45 days, but she has never had an accident or a moving violation. Her insurance premium is $3,292 versus an executive. He's married with a master's degree. He owns his own home. He's had continuous insurance coverage, but he has had an at-fault accident of damage within the past 3 years. His coverage is $1,248. So that is
half.
A difference of $2,044. It's huge. So if someone gets their renewal and it has gone up considerably, I would definitely call my insurance agent, ask them how they're basing this and coming up with that premium. And as always, as consumers, you know, free enterprise competition is our best friend in the marketplace. So if you're not getting what you want, there's always someone else.
Terry, let's talk about errors on credit reports. How do you find out that information? Is there a place where you can go to
there
find
is.
Out?
There mm-hmm. is. Come to think of it, Brian, it's annualcreditreport.com. There is no free in that, but this is a free service. A lot of people confuse this with freecreditreport.com, which your first one is free, but your next one isn't. But there have been 42 million consumers that have revealed they have had errors on their credit reports. That's huge. So everyone does need to go to annualcreditreport.com. It is the only authorized source for free annual credit reports under federal law. It will give you access to a free copy of your credit report once every 12 months, one from Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You should also check on your children. I know nobody ever thinks about that. I certainly wouldn't have, but it remains a national problem and it is growing. A lot sometimes from schools. Social Security numbers are lifted at schools. When computers are hacked, we had a huge one a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah, I remember
and,
that.
And all of those were stolen. Caregivers, different people that are in contact with the child. So, and when you see a inaccuracy, immediately report it to contact the reporting agency that you pull the report from and file a dispute. So, but that's something everyone should be doing every year, just like when you change the batteries in your smoke detectors.
You know, I've heard it said that it's good to maybe take those three. It's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
Uh-huh.
And maybe scatter those out every 3 to 4 months and
absolutely
not do all three at the same time.
Exactly. I would do one every 4 months or one every 3 months.
Yeah,
and keep an eye. Exactly.
Three. So one every 4 months would keep you covered for the year.
The whole year. And you can get that year after year after year. It's great. It's something that everyone should do. Keep everything cleaned up. I mean, you know, if you're applying for something and you're not sure what your credit report says, you know, it could lower your credit score. It could also keep you on top of fraudulent activity. So you could see if someone, perchance, has opened an account in your name.
And it's annualcreditreport.com.
It's annualcreditreport.com.
Let's see. We're in tax season, obviously, and everybody needs some help with filing their taxes. But as we wrap up here, Terry, are there some things that we need to look out for to find a trustworthy tax preparer?
Absolutely. Ask around. Get referrals from friends. Look for their credentials. It should be a certified public accountant, tax attorney, certified e-file provider. Make sure they're properly registered. Don't fall for the promise of huge refunds. Read your contract and check everyone on the website at gobbb.org.
GoBBB.org is where we can find a lot of information, whether it be finding a tax preparer or if you need a new roof on your house. It's a good place to go and get some quotes. And I would assume you can do that same thing with tax preparers.
Absolutely.
Or anybody, right?
You sure can.
And it's cost what? It's
no cost.
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free. Just a little bit of your time.
And so we can find out on there whether they're an accredited business with the Better Business Bureau, which means they have
standards that they have to meet. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's part of their accreditation that they have to meet those standards,
it
right?
It is. Yes, it is.
GoBBB.org. And one thing that we always like to also mention is that if anybody out there doesn't have computers or things of that nature, they can always give you a call and you can help them.
Absolutely.
Right?
867-0032. I'd be more than happy to assist you.
Don't forget the Shred event, which is coming up April 20th, 9 until noon at the Old Fort Parkway Lowe's. And get out there and get that all those documents and all those past records from your bank and all that kind of thing. Take care of those.
Absolutely. Get those shredded so no one can steal your identity.
Miss Terry, I guess we'll see you here in about a couple of weeks.
I'll be here.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it.